We're telling the stories of Wisconsin farmers who have been farming in their families for over 100 and 150 years. We're going to head to Lafayette County with Steve Rigg, where they are celebrating 101 years. So, Steve, tell me a bit about your farm.
Well, right now it's just crop farming because we went out of the dairy business probably 10 years ago and out of the hog business probably 15 years ago.
So what did it first begin as?
Well, the farm that I live on, it was a dairy farm at first, then it was converted to hogs and beef.
So Steve, tell me more about your farm family history of how it's changed since the start.
Well, I guess it started out when Grandpa and Grandma Rigg bought this farm in 1920, and it was dairy and hogs, and Grandma had chickens, and I guess even a few sheep back in the day. And it was like that until 1955, I believe, when the dairy herd went out, and Grandpa Rigg died in 59, and then my uncle Bill bought the farm in 1960, and he converted the dairy barn to a hog barn, and he had Hereford cattle and hogs here. And then when he wanted to retire in 1983, my brother and I bought the farm. And since we had dairy, then instead of having beef herd, we just had the heifers stayed up here. And we continued with the hog business. Yeah, I guess Grandpa and Grandma Rigg, they immigrated over here, and Grandpa came over in May of 1909, and he worked on a farm that we also own. And then the grandma and the five kids, they followed in 1912, and they worked for a farm west of here on the Martin Munson farm in Wyota. And then he worked there till 1912, and with Mr. Munson's approval, or encouragement, I should say, he moved down here and rented this farm in 1914, and then he bought it in 1920. And we have a family history, all the trials and tribulations of getting across the ocean from Norway, and it's pretty interesting history.
Now it's just history in the books. Now, he enjoyed farming. Why do you keep farming?
I guess I enjoy it. I guess it's a lot of hard work if you don't enjoy it, so that's the only thing I've ever done. So I guess farmed with my dad, and then in 72, I got married and moved to a different farm, and then we ended up moving back here in about 83 when we bought it, and my brother and I own it together. So we have about 370 acres all told. We got three farms that kind of are all bordered here.
So you do a lot of crop farming. Do you have a certain tractor that you will always love?
I guess we've always been all mostly John Deere because the John Deere dealer used to own the farm. But, yeah, we've always had Case IH and John Deere, and I guess good old Farmo M or the 4010 was two of my favorite tractors. So that's what I kind of grew up on, and that's what I still kind of like.
So now you crop farm, you said, mainly. What do you all harvest?
Corn and soybeans and rent out the hay acres.
So now, what does the future look like for your farm? Do you have kids or another generation that wants to take it over?
Well, we have two daughters and one granddaughter. And my brother and his wife have two kids, a son and a daughter. And the daughters are expecting a baby any minute now, so there'll be another grandchild. So, yeah, any second now, there's probably be another grandkid.
Maybe another one to take over the farm, right?
Right.
So do they like to hop on the tractor with you and everything?
Oh, yeah, they love to ride around the farm. Mostly they like to jump on the Gator and ride around. Granddaughter's a little leery of the big tractors, but the Gator is fine.
So, Steve, what generation are you, and what other information did you want to share about your farm?
We're the third generation, and I guess it's kind of unique just to be 101 years and counting. I guess it's just, they survived the farm, through tough times in the 30s and the 40s. And, there was the original Riggs had 14 kids. They had five when they immigrated from Norway and had nine more when they got here. And of the five sons that were born here in America, four of them served in World War II.
Wow, that's crazy.
And they all went to the same school here, one room school, Cherry Branch. They had to walk like 2¾ miles to school every day. So they all graduated from the same grade school, and that was right next to the church that they all went to, the East Wyoming Lutheran Church. So
your kids don't walk 2.5 miles, do they?
No, they had to walk about 100 yards to get on the bus. Yeah, they used to talk about, you know, they'd drive the cows to the pasture, then continue on and walking across the fields and pick up the neighbor kids as they went to school. And they'd probably have a whole herd of kids when they got to school. And then they'd just reverse the process on the way home and drop kids off here and drop kids off there. And, you know, there's a lot of 80-acre farms with 3-4 kids, so there's plenty of kids.
Well, thanks, Steve Rick, for sharing your story, and congratulations again on 101 years in Lafayette County. Sharing the history and where it is today with the next generation coming up, with another soon-to-be grandbaby on the way. These stories of farms in the family name for over 100 and 150 years is brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Michelle Stengler.